This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones, as always, where you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms on our Discord server, which you can join on your favorite device. There's Discord apps for desktop, laptop, computers, phones, smartphones. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us in the studio. And tonight, it's Ian,
Tyler,
and Mark.
So we're going to start out tonight with a story I've had sitting for a few days from NPR. It's because it's not newsy, but it's interesting. And it does have to do with what's going on right now. That's specifically the fact that things are being driven underground. We were just out, Tyler, you weren't with us, but we were out at the local bar here that takes cryptocurrency in town. They got their TVs on and the news and sports and stuff like that's on. And so one of the stories was Massachusetts town has busted an illegal daycare operation. Now, that's not to say that something like an illegal daycare couldn't have been done before or wasn't being done. I mean,
absolutely they were being done.
Yeah. Certainly they were being done. You know, it's a way to lower costs, right?
Mass babysitting, basically.
Yeah, you don't have, you just don't go and get the permission slip from the government. You get some trustworthy friends who have kids and they bring their kids over and they go to work, right? Like, so as long as nobody talks, then it's a successful operation.
Good to go.
You know, as long as nobody snitches on what's going on.
You got to say that with a Boston accent. As long as nobody... I can't do a Boston accent.
Yeah,
I can only do sort of a New York accent, yeah.
Right. Well, anyway, so that's... And whether it had to do with COVID or not, you know that's happening more now because, well, under COVID, you're not allowed to have daycare centers operating, and from what I understand, right, in a lot of places. I don't know if that's true here in New Hampshire, but this was Massachusetts, and I suspect it's true there.
I don't know what the rules are, but I suspect that if it's not a large business, a multinational corporation, absolutely not allowed to be open.
How many daycare centers are multinational corporations?
None. That's why they're not open.
Right. So you still have people who have kids who have to work, and they feel like they, you know, can't leave them at home for whatever reason. They're not old enough or whatever, and so they need to have them taken care of. And so the market is providing that service.
Right.
It's just doing it illegally now. So they've driven daycare underground. And that's not it. The story actually here is about secret gyms.
Ooh.
Which are also now a thing. It was probably never underground at any point in like the history of having a gym. You probably never had to have a secret gym, but now you do. The story is coming from NPR. My friend Evelyn is an immigration lawyer, and she recently had a meeting at a foreign consulate in downtown San Francisco, which, of course, is one of the most locked down places. It was the first city to go on total lockdown. Remember, we talked about it, like, was the first week or two, I think, within the whole COVID thing starting in early March. They had a total lockdown. It was where, wasn't that where I think the people were, like, singing out of their windows because they weren't even coming outside of their homes for, like, any reason whatsoever.
Wow.
So as she walked towards the building's metal detectors, the security guards told her she couldn't bring her backpack in, so she had to leave. She was worried this would make her late, so she frantically began searching for a safe place to stash it. She walked down the street, and her eyes caught a gym storefront with one of those garage-style roll-down metal doors. It was slightly open. Evelyn ducked in under the door and noticed a guy in workout clothes conducting training and a small group of other guys in the back using exercise machines. They looked more lean, fancy fit than roidy fit, bro, she said. Evelyn was dressed in a work suit, you know, like the feds, and startled everyone as she came in. She sheepishly explained she just needed a place to store her backpack, which put them at ease. But with California outlawing indoor fitness centers during the pandemic, she also remarked that she was surprised to see they were open. "Oh, we're not open," said one of the trainers. What Evelyn uncovered can only be described as a speakeasy gym. You know, illegal, hush-hush, like the underground bars during the Prohibition era. These underground gyms appear to be popping up everywhere, from Los Angeles to New Jersey. One fitness freak in Ann Arbor, Michigan, turned to Reddit to get her fix. Quote, anybody want a home gym partner or know of a speakeasy gym? So just asking openly on a local Reddit.
Yeah.
They asked, assuring readers in a follow-up post, not a cop. And somebody responded saying, that's exactly what a cop would say. Welcome to the COVID-19 prohibition era, where gym rats have gone underground. Governments can legislate all they want, but prohibiting stuff with eager buyers and sellers is super hard, says Jeffrey Miron, economist at Harvard University, who spent 3 decades studying prohibitions. Well, at least somebody has finally studied prohibition, because it certainly seems like the prohibitionists have not,
clearly.
They continue to tell people that they can do, or that they can't do certain things, they can't have certain things. And, of course, we're intimately familiar with the war on drugs. It's been going on for our entire lifetime. On Free Talk Live, we've certainly called out the insanity of that. But the insanity is always the same when it comes to prohibition. Okay, so when it comes to drug use, then, you know, you see people overdosing because they get product that's not what they thought that it was, or they get product that is what they thought it was, but it was 10 times stronger, you know, or whatever.
Which is not what they thought it was.
Right. And so there's all kinds of problems with the drug marketplace. And I suspect we're going to see problems with the underground gym marketplace. It may not be as nasty, but how many of these gyms are running with insurance? You can't run with insurance if you're an underground gym.
Good point. Yep.
Sorry, you were going to say.
Oh, no, I just think it's funny. I imagine having to do a secret knock to get into your gym now. You know what I mean? It just it's weird to me that, like, I mean, imagine if you get arrested or you get a fine for having gone to your gym when you weren't supposed to. How do you not feel like you live in some type of authoritarian nanny state at that point? And well, how do you not acknowledge that?
They're not going to go after you for going to your gym. They're going to go after the gym for supplying. Because they're not going after the workouters. They're going after the workout dealers.
Yeah. Shame on them.
And they're going to run it up the corporate ladder until they find the big workout kingpin. I mean, that's what these morons are doing. Look, I mean, you know, it's so
same old story.
You know,
it's the same old story.
Look, I get it. You're scared. The COVIDs have you terrified. It's your response. Your health is your responsibility. Mm-hmm. And if you're concerned about your health, stay home.
Know the risk. You know, if you're not in a high risk category, you should be able to do what you want. You know, and it's your responsibility to stay away from immunocompromised people, and it's your responsibility to stay away from old people. It's not the government's responsibility.
No, it's their responsibility
to
stay away.
Right.
It's not. I should be able to go wherever I want to go. If somebody's, you know, so fragile that they could die if they encounter the spittle from another human being from, you know, 10 feet away or, you know, 5 feet away or whatever, then they should not be going out in public. They should be living in a bubble, and if that's what makes them feel safe, if that's what makes them, because, you know, some people may be immunocompromised and they're just like, I'm just going to live.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go out and live my life.
Yep. There are people that are there's absolutely people who are doing that, and they're declaring it.
Yeah.
And that also is their business.
That's right.
Yeah, and there's gyms around here that are open. The rules that they have for what you do in the gym are completely arbitrary. It's like I go to Planet Fitness here in town, and they're like, well, you have to wear a mask when you walk in. But once you get to your workout station, you can take it off. And if you're in that whole general area, you don't have to put it on to go to another machine. So it's like, all right, we're just kind of covering our mouths when we walk through the door. And that apparently is enough to appease everyone. So I don't really see, you know, how much difference that really makes.
Are they doing, like, obsessive-compulsive cleaning now? Or are you able to share gym equipment with other people?
Well, you know, that's the thing. It's I can't tell if they're doing obsessive-compulsive cleaning, because in a gym you should be cleaning this stuff anyway.
Right. It is etiquette to wash the equipment after you use it, or, you know, to use the spray bottle and wipe it down. And, frankly, I was doing that. I was wiping beforehand, too, because
you don't know if the last person did it.
I worked at a gym, and I've watched people use the bathroom in the locker room and then walk out without washing their hands. I'm not, you know, beforehand, I wasn't as worried. I wasn't worried about COVID because it didn't exist. I was worried about poop.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, wash gym equipment before you use it.
Governments can legislate all they want. So again, they talk to this, but they can't stop people from doing things, according to an economist, Jeffrey Miron at Harvard University, who studied this for decades. These days, he's legally working, not now, he's working out of his basement, saying there's a simple lesson that emerges from his studies. Quote, prohibitions don't eliminate things. They drive them underground. Unquote. And that comes with a whole host of unintended consequences. So let's talk about that when it comes to what sort of unintended consequences are you going to be receiving in underground gyms? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you didn't like their kind of scammy, some of these gyms are, you know, are a little on the scammy side. They close up shop overnight, even in the legitimate marketplace, right? There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway into rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
BINOVITE.com.
I had been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite gives nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. Talking about underground gyms. Maybe you're a member of one of these things. Maybe you run one of these things and you want to talk about it. What has the experience been like so far? Have you been rated? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's not going to be long before we hear a story about that.
Mm-hmm.
855-450-3733. Cops raiding gyms, confiscating gym equipment, bringing it into their own homes.
I feel like this is a great way to start a fight club. Underground gym.
You're not supposed to talk about that, though. I think that's rule number one.
Oh, that is the rule.
Right. So Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty? Well, freedomsphoenix.com has them. And they've got a daily dispatch as well. You can stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So we're talking about this story from NPR, which is pretty well done so far, looking at the idea of secret gyms, underground speakeasy gyms people go to now, because in some places gyms are completely prohibited. So apparently California is one of those places, or maybe, yeah, it looks like it's all of California. The story initially focused on San Francisco, but it's any indoor fitness center was outlawed in California during the so-called pandemic. Now, how long that's going to last for, I don't know. But, you know, unless you want to get fat sitting around your house or whatever, and there's home workouts you could do. So it's not like you have to go to it. You certainly don't have to go to a gym. I don't personally, but some people do. You know, they like the range of the equipment that's available there. And
if you want to do weighted squats, I mean, it's really difficult to find something else. I mean, they're coming out with pieces of equipment that, like, your handles that you hold and that kind of thing. But then you're holding on to 250 pounds, and that's hard to do.
Yeah, if you're a gym rat, I think is the term that some of the gym fans use, you don't want to start doing home workouts. Right?
Like, it's miserable. I did that this whole thing. Yeah, it's miserable.
So, anyway, they've outlawed it, and so this story is looking at the consequences of prohibition. We've studied prohibition for years here on Free Talk Live, and we know what the consequences are, and we know they're always unintended, and they're also predictable in a lot of cases. So, take the case of Christina, legal and gym enthusiast from Tucson, Arizona, who asked us to not give her last name for fear of being labeled a snitch. In mid-April, about 2 weeks after Arizona's governor shut everything down, she got a text from her gym's owner. She was a regular at the gym. He told her, and then gym only had about 40 or 50 members, so, you know, she knew the guy. She told her the gym was still open, or he told her the gym was still open, and she should come back. Christina knew the gym was ignoring state orders, but she says, quote, one of the few things that keeps me sane is going to the gym, unquote. She had tried to buy equipment for home, but found it was either too expensive or impossible to obtain because everything was backordered. Duh, now everybody's trying to work from home.
Yeah, that's still going on.
So she's in her mid-30s and fit and doesn't interact with high-risk populations, so she decided she was willing to take the risk and go back. In late April, she drove to the strip mall where her gym resides for the first time in weeks. She used her key fob to get into the doors and, quote, there's over 10 people there that I've never seen before in my life, she says. Her gym is tiny, about the size of a one-bedroom apartment, and this, she says, was over double the normal gym traffic.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to work out now.
And
it's like the second January 1st.
It may not be that. I don't think it's that everybody wants to work out, Mark. There's another story that we didn't get into in detail on this show, but a lot of people are getting fat during COVID. They're just, they're, you know, maybe they were prone to depression or whatever, but now they're like, oh my God, no one's ever going to see me again, so it doesn't matter if I eat this whole tub of ice cream, right? Just sitting around the house, watching TV, eating stuff. So, no, I don't think it's that everybody wants to go work out. It's that the people who want to work out still want to work out, and there aren't as many places where they can. So
she'd never seen these people. So
and it was twice as many as what she was used to seeing in the gym at any given time. So that, to me, says you don't have enough underground gyms, right, to supply the market, and so you've got a oversupply of customers in this case.
I saw a headline. I don't have the story, but I could look it up relatively quickly. Where a gym is claiming to be the local Republican Party headquarters.
Yeah, this is the Attilus Gym in New Jersey. These are the guys who kicked in the plywood that the state had installed over front of their doors after they'd already taken the doors off the hinges because the state was changing their locks on them, and then they broke into their own business. Yeah, they're really interesting characters. I've followed one of them on Instagram, so I've been kind of keeping up to some extent with what's been going on down there. We need more business owners like them who have the courage to just go ahead and open up. And so, yeah, they've turned their gym into a campaign headquarters because apparently in New Jersey there's some sort of rule that says that the government cannot mess with someone's campaign headquarters.
That makes sense.
So I don't know what exactly, you know, it's some sort of election law, right? Like, they can't mess with the campaign headquarters, so now it's campaign headquarters and they can't close it down, essentially, is the idea. So she says about the people that were in the gym, who, again, she didn't know, she says, well, these are the typical gym bros. They're grunting and using all the equipment, taking selfies in the mirror, flexing their triceps. It's bizarre, she said. The worst part is that none of them was social distancing, wearing masks, or sanitizing their equipment.
This lady went into the gym and she was expecting to see a sanitary environment?
Everyone should be wearing biohazard suits.
Well, maybe she was used to those things happening in the gym. You mentioned, Mark, that you cleaned off the equipment, or you are used to cleaning off the equipment prior to COVID. So maybe the way the gym etiquette was when it was a legal gym was that the people are more careful and they're more likely to clean the equipment down. She thought she was going to, at the very least, encounter the way things used to be at her favorite gym. But instead, she's encountered the way things are under prohibition now at her favorite gym, where it's like the different crew of people, the ones that are willing to take a risk, and the ones who don't care that much.
Well, okay, so when we mentioned that gym etiquette is to clean your machine off, just because it's gym etiquette doesn't mean that half of the people do it.
Right.
There's plenty of people who walk away from a piece of equipment. Maybe they forgot. Sure. Maybe they just don't care. I mean, you know, there's lots of dog owners that let their dog go poop wherever they want, and they don't pick it up. And so, I mean, there's, in the same way, when I worked at a gym, I was constantly picking up dumbbells. And it wasn't the ladies' dumbbells that weigh 15 pounds. It was always the 75, 85, 95-pound dumbbells. Because some big behemoth is like, I can lift this, but I won't put it back.
Well, the type of people that are in this gym now, too, one, they're the diehards. They're the ones that don't care. And then, two, these people probably also realize they're like, I'm not at risk, and this isn't that big of a deal, and I don't need to act like everything has germs on it all the time.
Sure. And, like I said, clean the equipment before you use it. Then you don't have a problem.
Sure.
If you expect people to wear masks while they're working out, while they're on running on treadmills, while they're using elliptical machines, while they're, you know, doing bicep curls, they're not going to.
I don't know what this woman expected, right? I don't know what her typical gym experience was like, but it wasn't this. Okay, so whatever she was used to at this gym wasn't this. She was used to going in and seeing the same people, the 40 or 50 members that were normally there, interacting with the same people. She felt comfortable previously, and now it had become weird. It had become different for her. She says, so anyway, they weren't sanitizing, et cetera. It's a textbook example, says NPR, of a classic unintended consequence of prohibition. This according to the Harvard guy. When markets get pushed underground, quality control tends to go down. In the case of drugs, as we pointed out earlier, this means potentially finding rat poison in whatever it is that you've ordered. When it comes to gyms in the COVID-19 era, it means potentially creating fitness environments that are even more likely to spread the virus than if they were legal and regulated. Quote, when you drive something underground, your ability to regulate it goes away, says the Harvard guy. 855-450-FREE. But this should be obvious to people.
Yep.
Apparently not.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. We got a little bit lucky. It was very big. It was very powerful, but it passed quickly.
President Trump speaking there at FEMA headquarters. The president says he is being kept up to date on damages from Hurricane Laura. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says his state does have some damage. President Trump says the feds will be there to help if needed.
We'll probably be going on Saturday or Sunday. And we'll be heading to Texas and Louisiana, and maybe an additional stop.
In a pre-buttal before President Trump gives his speech tonight at the RNC, Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris goes on the attack.
A pandemic is unforgiving. If you get it wrong at the beginning, the consequences are catastrophic. He got it wrong from the beginning, and then he got it wrong again. And again,
you're listening to USA Radio News. Minnesota Mayor Jacob Fry says he quickly released a video of an officer-involved shooting to try to stop violence from spreading. He says peaceful protesters have good intentions, but others do not. Police in Minneapolis spotted a homicide suspect last night near a mall. The man was confronted by videos and shot himself. Releasing the video did not help as rioting and looting took place at businesses such as Walgreens, Target, and numerous liquor stores and a Ruth Chris steakhouse. The weekly jobless numbers are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Economic reports released this morning, one of them showing the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits did drop by 98,000 last week to a million. But economist Joel Naroff says there are still jobs being lost.
The next employment report will be released on September 4th, and given the high number of job losses, it could be a lot less than hoped for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Ready to get started in the world of cryptocurrency? You're not too late. It's only been, 11 years or whatever, and that's not a whole lot of time when you think about how long gold has been around as money. So this thing is still pretty brand new.
If you could have got a gold in the first 11 years, your family would be quite wealthy.
Exactly. There's still a lot to be done in the world of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. So go and learn about the original Bitcoin and then Bitcoin Cash. You can do all of that over at Bitcoin.com. They've got a great getting started section there. So go there and get started at Bitcoin.com. And then if you're not so new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, get over to news.bitcoin.com. They will keep you informed as to what's going on in the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. We go to more of this story from NPR, and it's about underground gyms. Because in some places, like apparently California, it is illegal to operate a gym at all. In fact, we had a guy who had called here. He was so into being in a gym, like that was such his thing, that he moved to Utah temporarily because Utah still had open gyms. And then apparently California, maybe they reopened the gyms, because he called back to say that he had gone back to California because the gyms had reopened in California, but maybe they closed them down again, because you know how some of these states they've like reopened and then, close up again. So I suspect California did that with the gyms as well. And so we're talking about what it's like in an underground gym where there aren't as many of them out there, and they are all operating secretly. So you know it's a prohibited service now. And so what's that doing to change the marketplace? One lady whose name is Christina went in late April, and she found that the gym that she was going to was still secretly open, but the clientele had completely changed. It had turned into like the gym bro or whatever the term is. She describes they weren't social distancing or wearing masks or sanitizing their equipment. They were taking selfies in the mirror, flexing their triceps, grunting, and that made her feel uncomfortable. And she learned that these swole, this is again NPR, maskless bros were refugees from big chain gyms like the YMCA and Planet Fitness, which had followed the state orders and closed down. The bros had somehow learned that there was still a gym open in town, and in just a few weeks, she learned the gym had more than doubled its membership. And as the owner later told her, the gym was charging everyone a higher membership rate.
Why wouldn't they?
Indeed, higher prices are another classic unintended consequence of prohibition. With less competition and higher risks in black markets, entrepreneurs can charge extra. Same thing's true with drugs, right? Mm-hmm. Drugs cost way more because they're illegal. They should be as cheap as aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to go get some heroin, it should be like, you know, the cost of a bottle of aspirin to get heroin. But no, it's you got to pay an arm and a leg.
It's an old drug and relatively easy to produce.
Right. So let's see. So again, talking about the higher prices, another point is another classic side effect. Violence and corruption. Quote, disputes tend to be resolved violently because the participants in an underground market can't sue each other in state or federal courts. And as I pointed out earlier, if you're an insurance company, an underground gym operator comes to you and says, I want to buy insurance for my illegal gym. The insurer is going to be like, hey, I'd love to sell it to you, but I can't.
Yep.
It's not legal to sell insurance to people who are doing illegal things.
Well, it's like if you deal with a drug dealer, right? A lot of drug dealers carry guns, and a lot of them aren't very friendly. And it's not surprising that if you're a gym owner, you can't go to the cops if someone's being belligerent. So you've got to go, hey,
you got to deal
with it out yourselves.
Right. The drug dealer calls his gun insurance.
Right. And again, you know, you could hire some guys to bounce the gym if you need to, but again, you're dealing with some pretty tough customers, right?
Yeah. Prohibition always brings violence. It's inherent in it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they...
Well, hold on. See, the problem here is that with the gym is you're really at the mercy of your clientele.
Because you're in a fixed location.
The last thing you want is little Karen here jogging in to be able to do her exercises in front of the mirror. You know, I'm going to do my deep knee bends and touch my toes right here in front of the mirror. Right?
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't believe these guys and their triceps. Or whatever it is that this lady's issue is. And then she goes off and finds local Johnny Law and says, this gym is open illegally and there's people in it. I want you to get the people out. Well, he's not going to go and get the people out. He's going to shut the gym down, and then she doesn't get her gym, and nobody gets the gym.
And somebody's going to go open another gym somewhere else. They're going to rent
They're only going to let in people that look like they're not going to snitch.
Yeah, and they're going to rent in like some real skeezy part of town because like her gym hasn't been busted, right? Or at least it hadn't at the time that she was talking to the author of the story.
But again,
it's in a fixed location. So this is what, you know, if you're a drug dealer, you can move around, right? You meet people different places or whatever. This is in a fixed location. It's only a matter of time before somebody gets pissed. You know, they thought they paid their membership, but the guy says he didn't get it or some dispute comes up or there's a fight between two of the people who are in the gym who just don't like each other or whatever, right? Something's going to happen. And attention is going to get brought to that location. So now you knew where the gym was because you were a previous client, and that's how she found out about this. Well, now this gym's going to get shut down. And so one of these other clients who's got enough money or whatever, he's got the equipment, he's got the money, His buddy's got, you know, some real skeezy industrial park kind of location. They decide to move the equipment in there. It's off the beaten path. Mm-hmm. Not as many people are going to be able to see you going in and out. Or, you know, worse, possibly worse, having it in like a storage facility or something like that. Just rent out a store. So there's all kinds of like weird places that these gyms could start popping up. And that, of course, will contribute to them being even more kind of risky and dangerous to even go and show up at these places. So, again, talking about violence here, mobs and gangs function as quasi-governments that use violence to keep order and enforce property rights, but it's hard to imagine illegal gym operators turning to Tommy guns and gang warfare to resolve their business disputes. Well, I mean, certainly not at this point in the game, because you probably don't have gym gangs that are big enough to really fight over territory, even though customers are, you know, hungry for this particular service, but... You know, let this go on long enough, and who the hell knows what kind of alliances would develop and fall apart. And
well, everybody going to this gym's already breaking the law.
That's right.
So, you know, why not push a little further?
What's one more law?
Yeah.
You already broke one law. Break 10.
Mm-hmm.
One difference between classic prohibition and this new one is their duration. It may feel like an eternity, but it's only been 6 months since the COVID-19 prohibition era began. The research by the Harvard guy, Marin, shows that the longer prohibition goes on, the less effective it is. He and a colleague studied what the federal prohibition of alcohol did to booze consumption, using death rates from cirrhosis of the liver as a proxy to measure it. They estimated that at the beginning of prohibition, alcohol consumption dropped sharply, about 30%, or rather to about 30% of what it was before, but within several years, it had shot back up to the 60 to 70% of pre-prohibition levels. Suppliers, he said, learned how to make moonshine in bathtubs and smuggle booze in from Canada, and consumers got tired of the dry spell. The longer gym shutdowns last during COVID-19 prohibition, the more likely people will evade them. And keep in mind, it's summer. Come this fall and winter, millions of workout fiends in cold climates could have fewer legal options to exercise.
Right. Like, right now, you can go out to the park, you can grab a hold of that pull-up bar thing that they've got, you know, set up there, and you can do your pull-ups there.
Yep.
You can potentially do enough push-ups to, you know, make things happen, or you have your friends sitting on your shoulders, or whatever the situation is. But, you know... I've been trying to do squats with those giant rubber bands.
Yeah.
And
tricky,
I mean,
huh?
Well, it hurts. I mean, it's like pulling your shoulders down.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm putting two of these green 100-pound bands over each shoulder in order to get the kind of resistance I need. And at the bottom of the squat, you're just not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there doesn't seem to be any way to replicate, you know, a nice rack of 225 sitting on your shoulder.
Oh, it looks like I was right. California did reopen and then closed down the gyms. So it says in late April, the governor allowed partial reopening in Arizona. I'm sorry, yeah, Arizona. And on May 13th, he extended the order so even indoor fitness centers could open. The gym bros at her gym went back to the home gyms. And then COVID-19 started surging, and so the governor paused the reopening, including shutting down the indoor gyms and centers. So if you want to comment, that's the story there from NPR. And again, this is just the beginning of this prohibition. How long is this going to go on for, and what will the ultimate consequences be? Who's going to be the first gym death?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Whether you want to talk about other things that have gone underground. Maybe you haven't found the local underground gym yet. I know there was one here in Keene that was operating. At least that's what I was told by the people that own the pizza store right next door, who I know, that they were secretly operating during the initial shutdown, and somebody snitched them out. And so the cops came and threatened them, and so they closed down their operation and moved to an industrial park. Now, I presume they're still operating in said industrial park. But again, I don't think gyms are prohibited to be open here. You said you're going to Planet Fitness.
Yeah,
right?
Planet Fitness is open. Okay. I think the Y is open, too. They just have more rules.
So right. There's all these arbitrary rules that have been passed down by His Highness or His Excellency.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, the YMCA, especially here in town, is you know, I mean,
lefty.
Yeah, it's a little lefty, yeah. Old people, you know, I mean, there's going to be more people who are concerned with stuff, you know.
Well, maybe, but there are definitely mandates coming down from His so-called Excellency. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. If you want to talk about prohibition or whatever's on your mind, you can bring up anything you want. Larry, you're in Indianapolis. Hello there.
I'm just thinking about the athletes that are not going into the game, right? Now, These guys, some of them make $200,000 to $300,000 a game, right?
Okay.
Agree on that, right?
I guess. Sure. It sounds believable. Now, I don't know. I don't know. What happened to your phone quality there, Larry? But it just went to crap.
How long can you hear me now?
It's all right. It sounds like you're maybe a little too close to the microphone. I don't know. It's a little warbly.
Okay,
go ahead.
How's that?
All right. Try it.
Okay. Yeah. When they lose that money and leave it on the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
This shows you how colored people think of each other. They are so stingy with their money they wouldn't play the game and contribute it to some fund to help struggling black businesses. They could say, we're going to play these playoffs and contribute it to some fund to help black businesses that are struggling. Maybe you got
a black business
that needs a new truck or something, or a decent truck, or needs a new machine or something. They won't do that. But they'll do the showboat stuff because they hate other colored people. They don't have no concept. Whenever they get something,
that can't be true. You think they hate people just because? You think they hate people because of the color of their own skin?
They do. Yes, they do. They do. Or they would take that money off the table and contribute it to a fund to help their brothers and sisters. Rather coming to the table.
You sure they're not just cowards? Are you sure they're not just cowards and they just don't want to go and contract COVID?
But they come to the table with a bucket full of slobber and slobber on them and give them sympathy.
Damn.
So that's nothing.
You are fired up.
I'm not fired up. But don't they know that people can see what's going on? This guy,
can they?
This guy that just got killed, right?
Which guy?
He got shot in Wisconsin.
There's been a bunch of guys shot. Which one?
The one that was shot in Wisconsin.
The first one? Because there was
about four of them at this point.
There was
the one that got shot and wounded is in the hospital now.
Okay, the one that was wounded. So the one of the three guys that got shot, right?
Are you talking about the first guy that started
it? The guy that got shot and wounded.
Yeah. Oh, he's wounded. Okay, they didn't kill him.
Okay, they didn't kill him, right?
But
now, historically, right, guys, when you look at that, you look at the facts that are involved. This guy had warrants on him. He went over his girlfriend's house. He couldn't get nothing. He took her keys. He had a restraining order against him. She could have killed him herself and got away with it. But the thing about it is, we take all these people and put lipstick on a pig and hold it up. And then when you look historically at what happened, they're going to say, why did these people destroy this town? Because some criminal got his just deserts. And, and that's going to be hard on us as black people. Because we're being more marginalized every time something like this happens. So
Again, it's not black people necessarily who are destroying things. It's all kinds of people who are out there destroying things.
Well, they're doing it on our behalf.
All the people, by the way, who were shot in the 17-year-old guy with a rifle were all white, apparently.
That's because they were there on the black people's behalf trying to get them more and more marginalized. This does not help black people when you start burning down other people's property.
It doesn't help anybody when people burn down other people's property. It's terrible.
But do you want somebody coming to your house, your business, busting their plate glass window?
God, no, absolutely not. Why would anyone want that? Why would anyone want that? That's what I don't understand. I don't understand why these people want to target, in most cases, even local businesses. Not even the chain places. Not that that's okay, but, I mean, like, even the mom and pops are being targeted, and it's just like, they're just completely against any kind of commerce. I saw one of these, like, news clips, or the B-roll showing the damage of some of these riots and the destruction, and, you know, somebody had written the word capitalism on a storefront window, and there was a big smash through it, right? Like some brick or whatever had been thrown through that window.
Who's going to end up getting blamed for all this? Black people are going to get blamed for this. More marginalized. They're not going to be able to get a job. And the thing about it is, you guys, I've been black for 64 years, right? You can make it in America, but you can't be going out. And these athletes, they need to shut up because you know what they're doing? They're working themselves out of a job. People are going to tire on them. They were getting ready to do it anyway. They're sick and tired of these people sitting up there. Freaks. What are they going to be? Circus freaks? LeBron James is an ignorant man. He got money, but money don't make a man, right?
No, I mean, that definitely does not make you a smart person just because you got some money. That's for sure.
And like Kobe Bryant, he showed out how he was by raping some girl and not paying her $5,000. Yeah, and that's done a lot more, but that's the mentality of most of these basketball players. They think they can take what they want. They hate other black people because they think they're a problem. Whenever they have something done, like their management or their banking and stuff, they always call the white man in. So,
well, Larry, thank you for the theory tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, as always.
I would say that the one thing I would disagree with is that no athletes are not going to be out of jobs as long as you are the best at what you do. people mm-hmm. will look to the side as to all the other stuff.
I think Larry brings up a good point, though. I mean, he mentioned a few times, it seems like people treat black people like a monolith. You know,
it's not right. fair.
The Democrats started that, and they started it to get votes.
It's
and now,
ridiculous.
Well, the problem
black
is
community.
Now, right? But the problem is that when you turn them into a monolith for good, it gets used as evil too, and that's the problem. Mm-hmm. So when one black guy does something, all of a sudden people go, well, the black community, blah 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 blah, and that doesn't help anybody. These are individuals,
right.
individual
yes.
actions.
It's important to keep that in mind at all times.
Right.
Kirby.
There's nobody on the planet that can control somebody else. And it doesn't matter what color any of their skin is.
Here's a different individual, Kirby in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Same place, different individual. Go ahead.
Yep. First of all, Larry, you are a moron. Secondly, the athlete are taking themselves off the table because it's killing these businesses, these huge businesses that are making billions off of their athletic talent and then using those billions to oppress the average, everyday American, black, white, red, and
now, hold on.
Black.
You're going to have to take me through this process. How, not that I'm a fan of these mega corporations that run, you know, NBA and NFL and all these things, but how are they oppressing people?
Me.
Their policies. They support the government. They
sure. The governments they build them stadiums, for instance, and they don't
yeah.
have to pay for them.
I mean, for instance, I live in that town. We're paying for a stadium that was torn down 10 years ago. We're still paying for a football stadium.
That's a good point.
Okay.
That's funny.
We've already built the second one.
Jeez.
We're paying for Market Square Arena, which was torn down 15, 20 years ago.
Wow.
These companies, through their economic policies, oppress mm-hmm. us. Just like you were saying, drugs should not cost this or that. Just like these governments are telling people when and what right. businesses they can or cannot open. The key
yeah.
to fighting back against the so-called man is money. That's the reason you guys push crypto,
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
the only way to beat these guys is to hit them in their pocket. And when you get guys like Larry, who, as I'm going to quote him from last night, these colored boys bucking up against the police. I don't know if either one of you fellas has ever read the slave narrative or Uncle Tom's Cabin.
You know what? I picked up Uncle Tom's Cabin. I didn't. Something occurred in the book. Disappeared on me. I do have to read that.
Kirby, if you want to stay and finish that point, you can. You just have to hang through the news. We'll bring you back here. Kirby is with us, and he's got some thoughts there for Larry. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. No monolith here, okay? Right? These are individuals. Always people should be judged based on what they say, and most importantly, what they do. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments, and even elections, without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.